We're back to the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and owner of Seniors Publishing. Paul, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I'm really excited today. We have Jenny Fulton, who is a youth fantasy author, and we want to hear just exactly what she's doing there.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So tell me how you became an author. What was that journey like?
Oh man, I always loved writing. I think I became fascinated with writing because of Little Women. I wanted to be like Jo, but I was also very practical, didn't think I could make a living at it. So I became a teacher. And I was really interested in cross-cultural work, enjoyed learning and being involved with all different cultures. So in high school, I studied Spanish. I went to college, got involved with the Hispanic community, got involved with the South Sudanese community, did some volunteer work for them. And then my last year of college, one of my teachers asked if I wanted to teach in China. She'd heard of an international school there. And so I agreed and graduated from college, moved to China. And during my time there, I came across two people who really encouraged me in writing. One of the girls introduced me to a faith writer site, and that was the first time that I started really publishing my writing online and started. They had a weekly challenge where people could post short stories. And that was the first time that I started wondering if I wanted my writing to be something more than personal, if I wanted it to be more than newsletters. And I had the question of, am I good at this? Could I actually do this? And so I entered their weekly challenge and started getting some really good feedback on things. Started writing short stories. Again, I didn't think that I could be an author at that point. I just wanted to learn and see how things would go. And then another girl came to teach at the school and she'd written a book. And that was the first time that something finally clicked and I went, I could do this. You know, here's somebody else who's about my age. We're in our 20s. We're teaching in China, but she's also written a book. And so I started kind of thinking along those lines, but life gets pretty busy. And after about 3 years in China, I moved to the Navajo reservation, which had always been a dream of mine. So I'm about a quarter Navajo. My grandma was a Navajo missionary, grew up there. I grew up in Kansas, but we visited a lot. I always wanted to go back there. So I finally did, taught for about a year there, got to know some great people on the reservation, was ready to come back for another year. The principal had other ideas. And so I moved to Albuquerque, got married, had a kid, kept teaching. After my first daughter was born, I decided I wanted to work from home, but I needed something to keep my mind occupied. And so I had the question again, how good am I? Am I a good enough writer now to get paid for this? And so I found a couple of freelance writing jobs that came through the Faith Writer site. Applied to both of them and received both jobs. So one of them was to write articles, just weekly articles for an online site. And then the other was to write a young adult fantasy book. And talked to the guy, he had an idea. He kind of had this world and a general idea for a story. But talked to him a little bit and he said, I feel like you're the one who needs to write the story to help me write the story. I said, okay, you know, I've never written a book before. And he said, that's okay. So I would watch some YouTube videos. I would kind of read articles I could find, started developing the characters, started developing a backstory, like a creation story for this world, kind of took what he'd created. He had some races. He didn't have specific characters. And so I developed a storyline and a journey, and it was pretty much a ghostwriting job, using kind of his general idea, but putting the writing together, putting the story together and shaping that. And it was a lot of fun. So we did that. We got the first book out. He went through a self-publishing company, and for a while I just kept working on freelancing. So I'd work for other people, still didn't have the confidence even at this point to really go into my own work. And I'd rather work for other people and help them develop their ideas. And then another friend came along and gave me a kick in the butt and basically said, why aren't you working on your own things? And I gave the lame excuse of, oh, I don't have time. And she said, of course you have time. There's always time. And that really gave me the push that I need to, okay, I do have ideas in here. let me start working on them. And so I started kind of taking some of the characters that I'd of the short stories that I'd written, and I started working with her and didn't get too far with it. And then in 2019, my grandpa got really sick and he ended up in the hospital. And that was back in Kansas. I was still in New Mexico, couldn't be there, but my mom sent us videos and she was telling us, you know, I think he's ready to go home. He's ready to go home to God. And it was hard and it was different to see somebody who was, they were at peace. You know, they weren't afraid of death. He was facing it and just had this eagerness to go. And after watching the video, I sat down to process and I did some crying and processed. And the way that I processed was to write a story. And that story became Princess Lillian and Grandpa's Goodbye. And so I kind of took that experience of seeing my grandpa being ready to go to heaven and thinking about, well, how would I explain that to my kids? And the other time that I could remember being really struck by death was when I was 6 years old, when I was a kid. And my Aunt Jana, who was only about 33, was dying from brain cancer. And I could remember being in the hospital while she was, you know, right before she died, and just being so scared of it. I didn't like the smells. I didn't like the hospital. It was weird. I didn't understand it. And so, in essence, I kind of took those experiences and I took one of the characters that I'd written about before, and I tried to describe it through her eyes. Like, how would I describe this to her and to myself at that young age, to where that if a child is facing the death of a loved one, we can help them understand it in a way that's not scary, so that they're not afraid of hospitals for the rest of their life, but that they can understand that it can still be sad, but have a peace about it. And so I wrote the draft in, you know, about an hour, and I started, I looked around a little bit, but in I think the next year, by November of 2020, then I was connected with a hybrid publisher who was interested in the story. And so we worked on developing a little bit more. And by 2021, so spring of the following year, next year, we had a book ready to publish. So
Sounds
she helped
great.
me find the illustrator. The
Great.
illustrator, Indra Grace Hunter, worked with her on the illustrations. And yeah, so it was only about probably about a year and a half between when I wrote the story and when we were able to get it published.
Wow. So that experience, what's been the feedback about your children's book? People saying that.
I've had really great feedback on it. A lot of people have talked about how hard it is to talk about the topic of death and dying with kids. I've heard those discussions. I've heard a lot of people say that they cried after reading it, or that they used it with their grandkids or their children when somebody had passed, and gotten some really incredible feedback on it. And I mean, just on a award scale, so last year, I think it was 2022, I submitted it to the International Book Awards, and it was a finalist for that in one of the categories. And so just being
Congratulations.
able to, I think being able to see how people have responded to it, and then also to see on an international scale as well, to see how it's been received, has been really encouraging.
Fantastic. Where's the best place people can buy your book and stuff? Where can they go?
Amazon's probably the easiest. It's on Amazon. Booksellers can look on Ingram. I know a lot of booksellers like to go through there. I sell them, so I have a site set up on my website, artslamine.org, that people can buy it, but Amazon's definitely the easiest, most probably straightforward way to get it.
All right, Jenny, we appreciate you stopping by. Great information. I've a great book for kids to talk about, to learn about death and dying and what happens and all that stuff. So it's good you created something like that. So thanks again.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.